There is something special about Devon's rural communities, we all know that. Last week, I was invited by a lovely listener called Sue to visit Ilsington Shop to witness the community spirit for myself. It's a proper Devon village shop with a difference. It's run by nearly 60 volunteers, and I went along last week to meet the team. Well, this is my first visit to Ilsington, and what a place. It's the sort of place you get to where your car wing mirrors flick the hedges the whole way here, and on some of the roads coming to this place, there was grass growing in the middle of the road, but it means you're on the way to somewhere good in Devon, and it is stunning here. There's St George fluttering above the church at the moment, and we've got a lovely pub up the road called The Carpenters, and then you drive through this little chocolate box, Devon Village, past the little thatch cottages, and you come to here. It's the village hall, and then tucked away up a ramp and round the back is Ilsington Village Shop, and they're selling local flowers in posies for £5 outside, and kindling and stuff for the fire and potted plants and fruit and vegetables outside. It is a lovely, lovely looking place already, very welcoming. And in we go, magazines on the right, biscuits and chocolate to my left. You can probably hear the whir of the fridges to my left, which have also got fruit and veg and pasties and pasta and meats and dips and things like that in them. And then working behind the till is Graham today, and there's fresh bread in front of him, and there are cakes, we've got brownies and tiffin and lots of yummy looking cakes, and a few customers in here as well, and some more outside who were just on the way in with their shoppers, and fresh Jersey milk too. Look at that milk. Oh, what a place. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hello. It's the little shop with the big heart. I love that. It's a brilliant way of describing your shop. Hello, Sue. How are you? Are you good?
Yes, I'm great, thank you.
What a lovely place.
It's a fantastic place, and we're really proud of the shop. Yeah, it brings the village together.
And most of you, apart from a couple of people, are volunteers running here.
We are volunteers, yeah. There are about 59 volunteers, Rachel, is that right? Yeah, yeah. And we try and do things to keep local produce in the shop and to do things as sustainably as possible. Yeah, great shop.
All right, Graham, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
You're a volunteer, you're operating the till at the moment?
Yes.
Good, good. How long have you been working here, Graham?
Well, I started off when the shop opened, running the post office.
Yeah.
Until 12 months ago. Then the post office, in their wisdom, cut it down from 2 mornings a week to 2 hours a week, and let another office come in to do it. So then the day I finished with the post office here, I came on as part of the crew, not regretted it at all. Just great to work here, it is.
Sorry, I've interrupted your shop. You've got some lovely looking things.
Yeah.
What have you gone for?
I always get my bread here.
The bread's fantastic. Look at those sourdoughs.
Yeah, sure, yeah, they are. They're lovely.
Look beautiful. And the eggs as well,
oh,
local
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
lovely
fantastic.
Eggs.
Sorry for interrupting your
show. Right.
I am sorry. £3.75 for the ham. Looks nice though, the ham, doesn't it? Looks good ham, proper ham, no added water ham, which
no,
is always,
no,
what you want. Hi Rachel,
delicious.
How are you Rachel, you okay?
Yes, very good.
Thank you so much for inviting me here.
You're very welcome. So many people come on holiday here using our Airbnbs and whatever, and they come in and they're so amazed at what produce we have here.
You need a shop here as well, don't you? Because
oh, absolutely.
You know, Bubby Tracy's 4 miles away, Little Lanes, only 2 buses a week. It's massive for the community here, I would have thought.
Oh,
it is.
It's a vital link. The other thing that's really important is that we have some elderly people in the village, and it
not
keeps
you. This is not talking about you.
We're volunteers.
We're
not elderly.
Okay, good. I'd say I knew that.
Definitely not. But there are people that we keep an eye on as well.
Hello, what's your name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, does it feel like that? You know, it's a real lifeline.
Yes. Well, in many ways, actually. I mean, literally. And we live just around the corner, so we're up here about 2 or 3 times a day because we have no
memory.
We have no memory. Well, you just buy what you need and then think, oh, well,
we've forgotten that.
We've got to eat tonight, so
And the milk looks fantastic. That looks like it's come straight from the farm.
Well, it is, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it looks great.
It really is such a good facility for the village, you know. I don't know how he'd manage without it.
Oh, what a lovely shop. Who else have we got who works here? Fiona's hiding in the back office. Hi, Fiona, are you all right?
Good morning.
So you're one of the part-time paid staff, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And what's it like running it and stocking it and actually, you know, the day in, day out of making sure the shop is open?
It's good fun. Thoroughly enjoy it. It's busy, but we have such huge support from the volunteers that help us out, and without them we wouldn't have a shop, to be perfectly honest. They are amazing. So yeah, it keeps us on our toes.
What kind of Devon accent is that?
We moved down 10 years ago now from Northamptonshire, but I'm originally obviously from central Scotland.
And what do you think of it here? I mean, it's chocolate.
Absolutely.
Box, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely love it. We walked the Southwest Coast Path and we ended up settling here for retirement, so we thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, well, it's you and Karen, isn't it?
Yes.
Karen, how long have you worked here?
I suppose it's been about just over 6 months now. Yeah, so we moved to the village about two and a half years ago, and I started out as a volunteer, and it was a great way to get to know people in the village. And I remember the first time I walked into the shop, I thought, this is amazing, what an amazing shop, what a fantastic range of goods that we had here. And also it was a really good way to integrate and get to know what was going on and meet new people, so it's been great. And now I've ended up working here, as long as that's okay, Fiona.
Absolutely. And what do you recommend as some bits for me to buy today? What's good here?
Oh gosh, I mean, certainly we've got our lovely bread.
I'm going to get some bread, definitely. That sourdough looks incredible.
I mean, what we try to do is we try to bring in local produce as well.
Well, I can see all sorts. I can see Samford Orchard cider, I can see Devon rum, I can see Solcombe beer, I can see local honey already here, and local honeycomb, and I can see Solcombe gin. You're well covered on the alcohol front. I know it's a little insight into the village. The village loves cider and gin.
We do have a lot of healthy things as well, I can assure you.
There's loads of fruit and veg.
Yeah, so local meat, cheeses, things like that. And, you know, and we're always interested to hear about other products which we might be able to stock in the store too. Obviously, it's great for any kind of tourists coming into the village, but for local people, for gifts, it's ideal.
If you're in the area, come and visit Ilsington Village Shop. Nor is it Islington. No. It's Ilsington. What a great place. It's the little shop with a big heart. Come and pay them a visit sometime.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker.